Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Your taxi's here, lady.
Oh, already? Ward, your taxi's here. Just a minute, please.
I just started breakfast. Is it this late already?
You said 7:15, mister.
Yeah, all right, fine. I'll be right with you. Hey, fellas, where's my suitcase?
Coming, Dad! Here, dear.
You have plenty of money, dear?
Oh, yes, honey. If I don't have the bread, man will cash a check for me.
Yeah, all right, fine. Oh, where's Wally?
He's upstairs putting a crease in your hat, Dad.
Oh, all right, fine.
Here, Dad.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Sorry, Deb, but I just don't dig hats.
You're going to miss that plane.
Yeah, I'll be right there. Yeah. Well, now, let me see. Have I got everything? Tickets? Yeah. Wallet? Yeah.
Here's a cup of coffee, dear.
Well, dear, I can't take that with me.
Well, honey, have a sip.
Oh, all right.
Now, you'll be sure and call me as soon as you get there.
Yeah, and you call me if you need anything.
I will.
Beaver, you behave yourself, especially at school.
Oh, sure, Dad.
And, Wally?
Yes, sir?
Can I see you outside?
Sure, Dad.
Bye, dear.
Bye, honey.
Take care of yourself now.
Have a good trip.
Bye-bye, son.
Bye, Dad.
Now, Wally, if you'll take the bag out to the cab, I'll be right with you.
Yeah, sure. I got kids of my own. If you don't lean on them, they get out of line.
Thank you. Now, Wally, while I'm away, I want you to be the man of the house. I want you to take care of your mother and look out for Beaver. Give him all the help and guidance you can.
Well, sure, Dad. I know kids. If you don't lean on them, they get out of line.
I think you know what I mean. That you'll have the good sense and judgment and maturity to handle any situation that comes up like an adult.
Gee, Dad, I'm kind of scared you're going.
I think I can count on you, Wally.
Well, thanks, Dad.
Bye.
See ya. Mom, do you have my phone number at the high school?
Well, I think so. Why?
Well, in case you fall down the stairs and break your leg or something, you can call me.
Oh. What's the matter with you?
Get upstairs and clean out your ears, you little pig.
No fooling. Your pop really going all the way to St. Louis, Beaver?
Yeah, and he's wearing a hat and everything. Ah, that's nothing. Last year when my dad went to Canada, he even wore underwear. Everybody wears underwear. Well, I mean long underwear.
For what? If my father went to St. Louis, he'd wear a hat.
Well, if my father went to St. Louis, he'd wear a hat.
Let's go, fellas. There's no use hanging around school when you don't have to.
What'd you do that for, Arthur? Why don't you watch where you're walking, you clumsy creep? You know what you are, Arthur? You're a big dumb...
Miss Landers.
Theodore Cleaver, did I hear you say what I think you did?
Yes, Miss Landers. I'm afraid you heard what you think you heard.
Theodore, you come into my classroom this minute.
Yes, Miss Landers.
I'll see you, Beef.
Yeah, it's been nice knowing you, Beef.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Well, hello there, Wally. You're home early.
Well, I just wanted to get home and make sure everything was okay and that no burglars had tried to break in or anything.
No, everything's just been fine.
Oh.
Well, don't look so disappointed.
Oh, is Beaver up in his room?
No, he isn't home from school yet.
Well, I'll wait about 10 minutes, and then I'll go out and look for him. That's no use calling the police right off the bat.
Wally, look, I just think it's wonderful that you're being this conscientious, but I'm sure everything will be all right until your father gets home.
Yeah, I guess so, Mom. But he did tell me to watch everything and act like an adult. I've only been doing it since this morning, and it feels kind of creepy.
It does?
Yeah. I don't know how you guys can do it without laughing.
Hello, Beaver. Beaver.
I'm still here, Miss Landers.
Beaver, of all the boys in my class, I'm surprised that you would use the language you did out in the hall.
Well, yes, Miss Landers.
Do you make a practice of using words like that?
Oh, no, ma'am. I don't practice it. It just slipped out when Arthur tripped me.
Now, Beaver, this is a very serious matter. It goes beyond my just being shocked and disappointed with you. We can't tolerate things like this in our school.
You mean you're going to kick me out of the school?
No, Beaver, but I am sending this note home to your parents.
Do you have to, Miss Landers? Honest, I don't ever talk like that, really.
Just once is bad enough, Beaver. Now, you give this note to your parents tonight.
Yes, Miss Landers. Is this the kind of note I got to bring back an answer? Or is this the kind of note I got to bring back my parents?
You'll have to bring back your parents, either your mother or your father.
I figured it was that kind of a note.
You go home now, Beaver, but don't you lose this note.
Yes, Miss Landers. Miss Landers, I'm sorry I said what I said.
Well, I'm glad of that, Beaver.
But I ain't even sorry. You heard me say what I said.
All right.
Hey, Mom, why don't you go in the living room and sit down and take it easy? I'll do the dishes.
Oh, thank you, Wally. I think I can handle these by myself.
Gee, you don't have to worry. These aren't our company dishes or anything.
Well, Wally, I'll tell you what. I'll get these started. And why don't you go up and see how the Beaver is? You know, he acted like he was coming down with something at supper.
Yeah, I noticed that myself. He wasn't stuffing his face like he usually does.
You go take a look at him for me.
Okay, Mom. I'll feel his head and look at his tongue. Then if he looks green or anything, I'll open the bathroom door.
Thank you, Wally.
Boy, you and your big mouth. Hi, Wally.
Hi. Hey, what are you hiding?
Nothing. I'm right out here in the middle of the room. Hey, what are you doing?
Shut up and stick your tongue out. Okay, now say ah. Don't breathe all over me. Just say ah. Okay, put it back in. There's nothing wrong with you.
Yes, there is. That's what's wrong with me.
Boy. Wow.
It's a mess, isn't it?
Boy, I'll say. Hey, what'd you call this Arthur guy anyway?
Well, I promised I'd never say it again.
Well, can't you just give me a little hint?
Well, do you remember last summer when I used to get yelled at for calling a guy a dirty, smelly rat?
Yeah.
Well, this makes that sound like nothing.
Hey, it says here that one of your parents has got to come down to the school. You better go down and show this to Mom right away.
Can't do that. She'd ask me what I said.
Well, what did you say?
Well,
wow. Well, you sure can't say that to Mom. I don't even know if you can say that to Dad.
Yeah. Mom has to go down to school. The Slanders has to tell her what I said. I'd be so embarrassed I couldn't go to school again for the rest of my life.
Well, you're in a mess, all right. What do you think you're going to do?
Well, I thought maybe you could write a note and sign it, Dad, and I could take it to school.
Are you kidding?
I sort of scribbled some stuff down here that you might say.
Dear Miss Landers, we are all shocked by what the Beaver said, especially my wife, who is a lady. I have washed his mouth out with soap and have beat him up 3 times. I hope because I have done this so good, I won't have to come down to school. Yours truly, Ward Cleaver, Theodore's father.
Beaver, all right, Wally?
Yeah, Mom, I looked at his tongue and felt his head and everything, and he's okay.
Yes, sure, Mom. I never felt better in my whole life.
Oh, well, that's fine. You know, I'm awfully proud of you boys, the way you've been behaving since your father's away.
Oh, well, gee, thanks a lot, Mom.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mom.
Keep it up.
See, Wally, I can't tell her and let her think I'm the kind of kid I am.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, when Dad left, he said you should be him while he was gone, didn't he?
Well, yeah. What about it?
Well, how about you being him and going down to school with me tomorrow?
Nah, I don't think they're going to count me as a parent.
You get away with it. If you tried real hard, you could look mean enough.
Honey, we all miss you. Be sure and call tomorrow. All right, honey. Bye. Bye.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Cleaver.
Well, hello, Eddie. My goodness, you look quite nice today.
Yes, ma'am. I had an interview for a position, and I wanted to look my best.
Oh, are you getting a summer job?
Yes. I was thinking of going into the entertainment field.
Oh, well, that would be wonderful.
Yes, I'll be assisting Mr. Kowalski, who runs the Penny Arcade. Is Wally home yet?
No, he said he was going to stop by and pick Beaver up at school.
Is little Theodore ill?
No, I think Wally just wanted to walk him home.
Oh, perhaps it's nothing to worry about, Mrs. Cleaver. Probably some older boy is waiting to beat Theodore up, and he needs protection.
Eddie, would you like to wait up in Wally's room, or will you come back later?
I believe I'll go home and change, Mrs. Cleaver. A person has to be very careful when he's wearing a $42 sport coat.
Yes, Eddie.
Goodbye, Mrs. Cleaver.
Goodbye, Eddie.
Miss Landers' room is right down the hall, Wally. Nobody's going to see you. Well, most of the kids have gone home.
Well, I just feel creepy in a grammar school, that's all. Somebody might see me and think I'm a stupid kid that got left back 4 or 5 years or something.
No, they won't.
Boy, I don't like this.
Here's the room. Now, you wait here while I go and get Miss Landers ready.
What do you mean, get her ready?
Well, I gotta let her know before she sees you that you're not my father.
I don't know about this, Beeb. How come you just couldn't have hit that Arthur guy in the mouth?
It'll be all right. Now, you just wait here.
I came to see you now, Miss Landers.
Well, that's fine, Beaver. But I thought I made it plain that you were to bring someone with you.
Oh, I did. And someone's waiting outside.
Oh, is it your mother or your father?
Well, no. You see, my father's away in St. Louis. That's a place. And my mother, well, she's sort of busy scrubbing floors and taking care of sick neighbors and a lot of stuff like that. Well, so I brought some other member of my family.
Oh, an aunt or an uncle?
Well, he's not quite as good as an aunt or an uncle. He's my brother.
Brother?
Yes, ma'am.
Theodore, I distinctly told you to bring one of your parents, not your brother.
Gee, he's okay. He got washed to come down here and everything. Please let me get him.
What do you guys keep staring at me for?
Because we never saw such a big kid in grammar school before.
Come on, Wally.
Is it okay?
Yeah. Well, it'd be better if you were an aunt or an uncle, but you're pocky anyway.
There he is, Miss Landers. Now, Wally, I asked for one of your parents. You know I can't let you get away with this.
Gee, Miss Landers, we're not trying to get away with anything. My father's away, and Beaver couldn't tell what he said to my mom.
I sure couldn't, Miss Landers. A guy can usually tell his mom almost anything. But I'd rather croak and tell her what I said.
Well, I can understand that, Beaver, but really, Wally, I think this is too serious a problem for you to handle.
But my father told me to be him while he was gone. And, well, I've been around the Beaver a long time, and I know the way my dad talks to him. I think I can yell at him just about as good as he can.
It's not just a matter of yelling at him. it's a matter of impressing him with how wrong it is to go around using language like that.
Well, gee, Miss Landers, I think I can impress the heck out of him. Well, what I mean is, you know, being a man myself, I think it would be easier for me to tell him than it would be for a lady like you.
Well, sure, Miss Landers. Last year when I was a little kid, Wally caught me horsing around at Sunday school, and he told me how it was God's house, and people would think I came from a home where nobody had any respect for anything. And he told me so good I never did it again.
Yeah, Miss Landers, and I told him on the way over here about using bad words and how guys are only judged by what they say and what they do, and he could really understand it. Well, what I mean is, he's got that little kid expression on his face all the time, but he's really not as goofy as he looks.
Well, Wally, when you and Beaver came in here, I thought you were trying to get away with something. But after talking to you, I'm going to accept you as his substitute father this time.
Oh, golly, Miss Landers, that's real neat of you. Well, what I mean is, I certainly appreciate that because Beaver's really sorry about what he did.
Well, sure, Miss Landers. And next time somebody trips me, even if I fall down and break one of my legs, I won't even say ouch.
All right, Beaver. Goodbye, Wally.
Goodbye, Miss Landers.
Wally! Beaver! Supper's ready.
Well, thank you, Wally.
You're welcome, Mom.
Hey, Mom. Wally's sitting in Dad's place.
Well, I'm very happy to have Wally sitting there while your father's away. Aren't you?
Come to think of it, Mom, I'm happier than I thought I was.
I'd say Wally was doing a very good job of taking his father's place.
Oh, thank you, Mom. And when you're ready for another piece of meat, I'd be very pleased to carve you a hunk.
Thank you, Wally. Beaver, do you have anything interesting to say tonight?
No, Mom. I think I said enough in the last couple of days.
Oh? Eddie Haskell came by to see you this afternoon, Wally.
Oh, yeah? Was he wearing his new $32 sport coat?
Yes, he was, only he told me it was a $42 sport coat.
That's Eddie for you, Mom. That coat's gone up $10 just since lunchtime.
When I told him that you were picking your brother up, he thought there might have been some trouble down at Beaver School.
Well, gee, Mom, I just might have wanted to walk Beaver home. I mean, even if he is my brother, I got a right to like him a little bit.
Was there any trouble down at your school?
Oh, gee, Mom, there's always trouble at my school. Like the other day, Whitey Whitney was in the cafeteria.
Beaver.
Yes, Wally?
It's not polite for a person to talk while he's eating.
Yes, Wally.
And put your napkin in your lap.
Yes, Wally.
Well, thank you, Wally.
Oh, you're welcome. Would you like another hunk of meat now? I'll go carve it for you.
Well, that's fine, Wally, but why don't you go and get the roast and bring it in here?
Okay, Ma.
Hey, Ma?
Yes, Beaver?
There was some trouble at my school today.
I just thought there might have been some trouble.
Yeah. I was thinking you thought that.
Beaver, what kind of trouble did you get into?
Well, it was pretty bad, Mom. It was sending for Dad kind of trouble.
Beaver, what did you do?
I said a bad word, but you'll do me the biggest favor of my whole life if you don't ask me what it was.
Well, you certainly act as though you're ashamed of what you did.
I certainly am, Mom. And Wally made me even ashameder.
Why, Mom, this roast is kind of big. I don't know if I can carve it.
Oh, I think you're man enough to handle it, Wally. Don't you, Beaver?
He sure is, Mom.
All right, Ward. I'll tell him in the morning that you called.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, honey, Honey, one other thing. Would you bring Wally some kind of an extra special present when you come home? Well, I'm not really sure of the reason myself, but if you need one, let's say that Wally did such a beautiful job of carving the roast beef.
Well, I'm all ready for bed, Wally.
Okay, let me see your hands. Not bad. Could have washed a little higher up. Just keep your hands under the cover when Mom comes up to say goodnight. See your teeth. Well, I guess they're okay. You don't look any grubbier than usual.
Thanks, Wally.
Well, what for? Looking at your hands and teeth?
No. Well, for coming down to my school today.
What else could I do? If Dad would have come home and found you were in trouble, I'd have been the one he'd blame.
Is that the only reason you did it, Wally?
Well, I might have felt a little sorry for you. You were getting clobbered from all directions. Anyway, a guy's supposed to like his brother.
Do you like me, Wally?
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you like me a whole lot?
Look, don't get sloppy on me. I might slug you once.
Hey, Wally, is your pop still away on a business trip?
Yeah, he'll be back here tomorrow.
Hey, that's neat. Ask your mom if I can stay over tonight.
Now, what's my father being away got to do with you staying over?
Don't you remember last time? You went upstairs to ask him, and you could hear him screaming all over the neighborhood.
He just doesn't like me to have company on school nights.
Well, you could ask your mother. She thinks I'm a doll. I guess I could.
Hey, Mom?
Yes, Wally?
Could Eddie spend the night here?
Not while your father's away.
Boy, everybody around here is wise to me. I might just have to move to a new town and start all over.
Coming up on The Andy Griffith Show, Warren thinks he can predict the future. If actor Jack Burns could, he would see himself going on to become a TV writer, working for such comedy series as Fridays and It's Gary Shandling's Show. Stay tuned. That's coming up next.